Can you explain the project, A Tale in the Window?
It's a project that was created by the artist Patsy Van Roost. She's an artist from Montreal. So it's a tale that was written by two writers here in Sutton with the help of the kids at the Sutton School, as well as some seniors from town. And then what they do is that this tale is going to be light up along the main street in Sutton over the course of the month of December. So each day a sentence of the tale will light up in a light box, and to find out where the light box is going to light up each night, we created this beautiful advent calendar. And so you open the door up for the 1st of December, for example, and I'll give you the address of where to go to find your light box. And so it was entirely come up with local participants, and also the ideas for the tale was sort of based in kind of the history and the reality of living in Sutton.
So you already shared a lot of information, but was there an inspiration for this project?
Well, the artist, Patsy, had actually done a similar project in Montreal back in 2014, I believe. It was, in a way, she was kind of on her own on Christmas, and she was trying to find a way to bring people together and outside of their homes to celebrate as a community rather than each person in their own homes. And so that was sort of the inspiration for the project. And then particularly this year, in the context of the pandemic, it's sort of a nice opportunity for people to come together in a safe way, because you can actually visit the boxes outside. Everybody can be sort of at safe distance. And at the same time, it really kind of brings a sense of community.
So when can I go see it?
Well, it started on the 1st of December, so the calendars are follow just like a typical advent calendar. So from the 1st to the 24th. And so it's going to be on, you know, where you can follow each day in the calendar until the 24th, but the boxes will stay until the 3rd of January to give a chance to people who, say, are not going to be around or, you know, want to follow the whole thing at the end. So right now, from the 1st to today is the 7th, so those light boxes are on, and they stay on for the rest of the month, and so that you can read it progressively as you go along.
Interesting. So you've already shared a bunch about her, but what are some other noteworthy art pieces Patsy has done in her past?
Well, I know that she works a lot with students in schools. So in sort of getting kids to write letters, again, this is one she's doing during the holidays where she's getting people, their kids, to write letters to members of the community, and then they go and deliver these sort of Christmas cards to various households around the schools. So it's a way to kind of, again, you know, break the isolation and bring people together. And so she actually came to Sutton last year as an artist in residence, because our organization, Dar et Rêve, are the ones who are sort of helping to create this project and bringing it to the community. So she stayed in residence at our residence here in town. And so she kind of was working on a different project and realized that, oh, this one that I did would be very pertinent within the context of Sutton.
Oh, very cool. So do you have any other details you would like to share about the project or Patsy?
Well, sure, maybe just the collaborators. So as I said, so the tale was written by two local writers, Marie Clark and Agathe Genois. And so they live here in Sutton. And they went into the school, Sutton School, both the English and the French side, because we thought that was important too. Sutton's a very bilingual town, and we wanted to integrate sort of both languages and both communities. So the kids from grade 5 and grade 6 in Sutton School helped kind of give the ideas for some of the characters and the storylines, and so that there was a discussion there. And then they met with some elderly seniors from the town, the La Roche family, and so they're kind of like singers, kind of like the Von Trapp family of Sutton. So they sing, and so we've kind of integrated their stories as well, so to get kind of the generational mix. So it's very neat. It kind of mixes in all these things. And then another important participant is Marie Bilodeau. She's from Abercorn, and she designed this beautiful advent calendar. So it's really pretty. You can pick it up here in town at Le Cafetier, which is a cafe. You can pick it up at La Rumeur Affamée and the Tourism Bureau, as well as at Dar et Rêve, which is our office, and we're at 27 7B Main Street, Principal Nord. So if people want to pick it up, they're welcome to drop by anytime.
Wow, thank you. I know I went to see the exhibit on Friday, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's beautiful. It's like it really kind of lights up the main street. But we've got comments on the Facebook page. There is a Facebook page if people want to follow it. It's called Un conte à la fenêtre. So if you follow that lead, then you kind of follow the discussion of where to go. But we really invite people to go see it on the spot. So we've got comments from people who've gone out for their nightly walks and they, you know, make the detour every time to see the new box. So it's really neat.
Something exciting in town for sure.
Exactly, especially this year. It's all local stores and businesses on the main street that have generously participated. They are excited about it as well because the context of this year is so strange during Christmas. And so it's kind of a way to get people out and down on the main street and to kind of foster as best we can, you know, meetings between people that would not maybe happen if this project wasn't going on.
Right, I 100% agree with that.
On behalf of Dari de Rêve, we'd like to thank all the people that have contributed to the project. So the artists, the creators, the businesses, and all our partners, our financial partners, and also the town of Sutton that's been really supportive. So it's really great. We're happy to share this with everybody.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh, I appreciate it.